Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
On June 17, 2015, the beautiful souls, five survivors, invited a stranger into this church to pray with them. The word of God was pierced by bullets and hate, of rage, propelled by not just gunpowder, but by a poison. Poison that has for too long haunted this nation. What is that poison? White supremacy. Oh, it is. It's a poison. Throughout our history, it's ripped this nation apart. It says no place in America. Not today, tomorrow, or ever.
So Biden went down to South Carolina and went to the Mother Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, which is typically referred to as an AME church, and decided to go down there to remind the people who vote in South Carolina that you have a choice here between a past president who believes that the Civil War could have been negotiated. Did anybody hear that this weekend, that Donald Trump is talking to his fans? I mean, they're not even supporters anymore. It's he's talking to his fans, and he tells his fans that the Civil War, he's very interested in the Civil War. He's very, adept and, educated on the Civil War. Now, you know, last week we were forced to, listen to Nikki Haley say what the Civil War was about without never mentioning slavery, right? It was about freedom, and it was about what the government couldn't do, and that whole, mishmash. Let me be all things to all people. Let me not lose any white supremacist votes by saying that the Civil War was fought over slavery and the ability for white people to own not white people. Let me not go there because, I'll peeve the people in South Carolina, blah, blah, blah. And it became a thing, and I didn't, really care because she has no chance, you understand. But anyway, they wanted to focus on that thing because nothing big was going on. Well, this week, a lot of big things are going on. First of all, they're back. Congress is back. And also, Joe Biden decided on Friday that he was going to kick off in earnest his campaign for the presidency. And so Friday, he actually went to Pennsylvania, went to Valley Forge, and started talking about how democracy is again threatened by this orange, interloper, by this, P.T. Barnum character, by this creature who is running a massive grift to keep himself now out of prison by becoming the president, that he really has no interest in you or me or any of our issues or women or freedom of movement or books or the taking over and the hostile nature towards, education in this country. No, that all he's doing is running for president to keep himself out of prison. And using the presidency as a shroud, as a sort of a shield against the long arm of the law coming to pluck him out of, society and put him behind bars where he freaking belongs. But then today he followed up with, phase two, which was to now go down to the South and to let the Southern voter, non-cult members in the South, that he actually understood that white supremacy was a scourge and that it's reared its ugly little head again and has been with us in a big way again since Donald Trump started running for president back in 2015. And in 2015, that was the year that you had a gunman who we will not name, but some of you know the name. It doesn't matter because, he went into this church, this exact spot, this Mother Emmanuel AME church in Charleston, and was invited in by the parishioners. And instead of, being an honored guest or even a shocked guest or even a guest, he decided that what he was there for was to kill everyone in that church. And he ended up killing the pastor and eight other people in the church. So Biden went down to pay his respects and also to let people know that this is a poison that's in our blood, okay? And the poison that's in our blood is white supremacy. It's not what Donald Trump is trying to say it is, which is, immigrants. That's who's poisoning the blood. What poisons us every single day is hatred. You understand that. What poisons us every single day when we're absolutely, positively putting up walls for our neighbors, to not come in because they are so disagreeable and they are so full of hatred and so full of rot, emotional rot, integrity rot, moral rot, that they are practicing, hatred in a massive way. And so Biden went down there to let people know, that, hey, listen, the poison that's white supremacy has been with us a really long time, but we've been doing, we did a fairly decent job to try and make it embarrassing, let's say, okay, to be this way, to make it not socially acceptable to throw out words like the N-word, or to throw out, words like you don't belong here, or to throw out words like I won't rent to you, or to throw out words like redlining, or to, we went a long way to say, no, we don't have literacy tests. We went a long way to say, no, we don't have poll taxes, okay? You can't charge people who are poor to vote. Okay, we tried so hard to work our way through to a better version of the idea of democracy, right? And we lived with so much hatred, but we've done a halfway decent job of moving forward until Donald Trump, who made it okay. He made it not embarrassing. In fact, it's a prerequisite. If you want to say you're MAGA, you are subscribing now to the idea that white people are supreme to some other people or all other people that aren't, that don't look like that. It's so horrific. So he went down there to say, and what is this? What is this conversation that we're having in this country about the Civil War not being fought because of slavery? Are we really going to do that?
After the Civil War, the defeated Confederates couldn't accept the verdict of the war. They had lost. So they say they embraced what's known as the lost cause. A self-serving lie that the Civil War is not about slavery, but about states' rights. Huh. They've called that the noble cause. That was a lie. A lie that had, not just a lie, but it had terrible consequences. It brought on Jim Crow. Huh. So let me be clear, for those who don't seem to know, slavery was the cause of the Civil War. There is no negotiation about that. Now we're living in an era of a second lost cause. Once again, there are some in this country trying to turn a loss into a lie. Hmm. A lie which, if allowed to live, will once again bring terrible damage to this country. This time, the lie is about the 2020 election. The election which you made, your voices heard, and your power known. Just 2 days ago, we marked the third anniversary of one of the darkest days in American history, January the 6th, the day in which insurrectionists stormed the United States Capitol, trying for the first time in American history to stop the peaceful transfer of power in the country. We all saw with our own eyes the truth of what happened. That violent mob was whipped up by lies from a defeated former president.
I mean, the idea that you have to say this out loud now, the idea that you have to say, oh, yeah, but I love the segue. I love the segue from the lie of the Civil War being about states' rights to the lie about the 2020 election and that Donald Trump won. Same effect.